All right, everybody. So the Seahawks, they suck major ass this year. And look, I'm done. I am done with the Hawks. You know, I thought, hey, they're going to do better. They're going to improve. I feel it. I'm feeling it this year. And, you know, I thought, you know, as a delusional Seahawks fan, I might add, I'm a delusional Seahawks fan. I thought they would do way better. I thought things would get better. I thought they would just improve. But the truth is they have not improved as a team. And look, you're talking to a dedicated lover of the Hawks, but we ain't making the playoffs this year. We're like 3-6. This is a lost season for us. We got to reestablish our identity. And who knows, maybe if we lose the rest of our games this year, we can get a great draft pick. And I don't even know if the quarterback class for college is going to be good for the draft class, but it doesn't matter. For the 2022 draft class. I just think, I don't know. Seahawks suck ass. Look, we're not going anywhere. Good on Geno Smith, though, for giving it his best try. I thought Geno Smith did an excellent job covering for Russ, but honestly, our defense sucks dick. Our defense has been hit or miss this year. They have shown some spark a little bit during the season, just bits and pieces here and there. But would I trust them the rest of the year? No. As much as I, you know, you're talking to a guy who loves the Hawks. I love the Seahawks, man. But I got to get back on the Brady bandwagon. I was already on the Brady bandwagon the whole time this year. I knew the moment Russ signed the contract, his max deal contract, I think he signed it like, what, two years ago or 1 year ago? I can't remember. But when Russ signed that contract, you know what happened? The franchise died. Because if we're going to pay all that money to the quarterback, considering the NFL is a capped sport, which means a capped sport basically means that you only have a certain amount of money you can spend on players. It's not like baseball. Baseball, you can go willy-nilly. If you wanted to, if you're the Yankees, you could spend $50 million here for this player, $50 million for this player, and there's no limit to how many players you can get. But in the NFL, you have to watch your P's and Q's. You can only get a certain amount of players. You're working with a lot of money, obviously, but you can't exceed a certain amount of money. I can't remember what the cap for the NFL is. It's like $200 million, $250 million, something like that. Actually, it's probably way larger per year. But each team has their own cap that they have to adhere to. And if they, you know, if they don't adhere to it, it gets kind of ugly. But, the Hawks, though, man, when they paid Russell that money, I was like, well, dude, how are you going to pay for a good offensive line? Which, by the way, the entire offense, I don't care who you are, you could be the best quarterback of all time. It starts and ends at the line, the offensive line. If you don't have a good offensive line, say goodbye to your season. Like, unless you're the speediest quarterback of all time and can run away from all the defensive ends and everything. And then there's the defense. There's no money to pay for a good defense either. Because here's the thing. What good is getting one touchdown when you're allowing the other team to go right down the field and get a touchdown? How good is that? Just going to end up in a tie game every time, or they're going to exceed you eventually because even your offense will get tired. But yeah, no, Russ took up most of our market cap, which is why we suck ass. And I knew we weren't going to go to the Super Bowl this year. I knew we weren't even going to make the playoffs. I've been saying this for a while. I was like, dude, Russ is the problem. Russ is a big ego. Russ is a big egomaniac more than people realize. And I like Russ, but I realize when I look at him, he's not about football anymore. He's all about his brand and his whatever. I think he's too busy trying to chase Tom Brady when in all reality, Tom Brady was way ahead of him to begin with. Just in mind, first off, Tom Brady's got the right mindset. Whereas Russell Wilson, I think, is more of an image guy. I think he's all about image. I think he's all about looking like the holier man, the better man. That's why I have such a hard time liking Russ. There's some sort of fakeness about him that I've always just hated. And when he signed that contract, I knew deep in my heart I was right. That the guy is a bit of a snake. And so the locker room, I don't think the locker room actually respects Russ. If you want to know the truth, I don't think the locker room respects Russell Wilson in any way, shape, or form. And if you want to know the truth, I can't say I blame them. I don't really respect Russ that much either. And if I were pulling the strings, if I were making if I made all the rules, I wouldn't have Russ as my QB. I would try to seek out better options because I really do think that he's had the fortune of having great receivers, and he's had excuses year after year as to why he can't win another Super Bowl. And look, he was good at a time. I think Russ is finally slowing down. I think he's hitting his cap, his limit. I don't think Russell Wilson, man, I just don't think he's got enough in him. And I really would like to see Russ continue to play at a high level, but I don't think it's happening. And I think Seattle needs to move off Russell Wilson. And also, the Seahawks haven't been the same since Paul Allen died. It's been the truth. And Paul Allen was a big part of that franchise. He was a huge fan of the franchise. And I think part of the franchise died when Paul Allen died. And they're letting Pete Carroll, who I think is an egomaniac as well, which is why him and Russ probably get along so damn well. Pete Carroll should not be running the show. Pete Carroll should not be recruiting everybody. Pete Carroll should not be making all the fucking executive decisions. Pete Carroll's not a good coach. I'm not saying I would be a better coach than Pete Carroll. Hell no. But I am saying that he, comparatively to other coaches, is not that great. He's been lucky to have great defenses that have been assembled. Great defensive coaches, by the way. Great defensive-minded coaches. I don't get it. I really don't get it anymore. It gets a little wild. I don't know. Sometimes it gets a little too wild for me. Hopefully and eventually, I think Russ will, I think my boy Russ is going to, just losing my train of thought. I was looking at my notes real quick, but I don't know. I think we should put back in Geno Smith, let him play out the rest of the year, because I thought he was doing better than what Russ is doing. I think we should allow Russ to rest his finger because we don't have any playoff hopes. I mean, you could be the delusional fan like me sometimes, but I had, after watching the loss, the shutout to the Green Bay Packers, I kind of realized it was over. Green Bay Packers had their way with us. We couldn't do anything. We struggled. We laid there on the ground. And we just took it in the ass. But no, I'm a Buccaneers fan at this point for now. I'm really just a Tom Brady fan. I've never been a big Buccaneers fan. I think the franchise sucks ass. The best move they ever made was actually getting somebody who with a winning mindset and who could promote a winning culture to a franchise that had, in my opinion, probably the biggest losing culture of all time. They've always had the talent, but clearly they don't have the winning mentality. The winner's mentality is fierce. Tom Brady is a fierce person. Tom Brady is a wolf in sheep's clothing for sure. And he plays it off like he's a corny dad. But man, that guy's a killer. That guy's a killer. And I love it, man. I love it. I love watching Tom Brady sling the pill. Tom Brady, the reason I respect him more than Russell Wilson, pay cuts. Fucking pay cuts. He took a pay cut. He's been taking pay cuts his whole freaking career, even in Tampa Bay, just so that way he can make the team better. If you want to talk about somebody who puts the team first, yeah, it's Tom fucking Brady. That's who puts the team first. So I've always been kind of annoyed with everybody thinking Russ is some sort of tier one quarterback. I consider him a tier two quarterback. He's not in the tier one echelon. I never thought he was. He got lucky because he always had a good defense. He always had a good, you know, offensive line. Well, not really offensive line, but he's always had great receivers. If you have a great receiving core, you can kind of get away with having a shitty ass offensive line, sort of. Because Russ can at least move. He can run around, so that gives him somewhat of an advantage. So because he's such a mobile quarterback and can throw on the run, that does make him very impressive. But as far as being a good quarterback overall, I don't think he's tall enough to see over the offensive line a lot of the time. You know, guys like Tom Brady, who are 6'4", which I believe in my heart of hearts that 6'4" is the ideal height for a quarterback. Because I do believe you can be too tall as a quarterback, but I do believe you can also be too short. So there is a range of height, I think, that matters in quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is 6'1", 6'2". Geno Smith, who I actually, by the way, find to be a pretty functional quarterback and a good game manager, at least. He's 6'4", and he could see over the line pretty easily and effectively. You know, guys like Tom Brady can see over the line and see what the defense is planning very well. And because of that height advantage he has over most people, it does give him a tactical advantage when he's playing. So, I don't know. I'm all on board on the Bucs. I think they're going to win their next Super Bowl. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, even though they're kind of a little flat right now. They're in a bit of a losing phase at the moment. But Tom Brady, man, that guy, when he starts losing, he starts winning. Next game, he comes back with a real determination. He gets his guys ready and on board. The guy knows how to master adversity. He knows that adversity is not the problem. It's the fact that they're not performing at the highest of levels. So Tom Brady is a leader in my book, one of the best leaders I've ever seen, especially on the football field. And God, man, I just cannot wait to see what he pulls off this year with the Bucks the rest of the year. Anyway, though, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and most importantly, have an incredible rest of the night. And sorry, I love the Hawks. Go Hawks either way. Get better Hawks, but go Bucks. Go TB12. Get the TB12 method. Tom Brady's the man. Not going to lie. Anyway, later, guys.